Heyo!
There it is.
What is up, fellas?
What is up, guys? Man,
welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, guys.
See everybody.
Been a minute. Just a minute.
Sure has felt like a while, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, it is summer and everybody's busy. Everybody's traveling. I'm going to be out next Tuesday myself, going on vacation. So, you know.
Did you put in PTO for the show?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any time left.
You don't have any PTO from the show?
I don't think I have any time to go to the grass show.
Sadness.
It's still up in the air, but
No. I meant, did you put in your request to be gone next week from KOTG?
Oh, I need to put in.
That's true. We do need 1 week's notice if you're gonna.
Is it too late? Is it too late, boss?
I hear you guys, man. I think everybody's just been busy. So you know, sorry everybody for last week, but you know, we're all getting pulled in different directions, kids, obligations, whatever. You guys know how it is with family and everything. So we're glad to be back. We're glad for everybody that can join us tonight and everybody listening on YouTube and the podcast.
And the good news of that, there will be two Lawn of the Week winners, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
we did pick our Lawn of the Week last week, and then the show fell through, so we're still having a winner.
We did, yeah, we did pick, and we were kind of ready to roll, and then it just fell apart. It was a whole confluence of things falling apart last week, at people, you know, last minute stuff. But anyway, we are not going to shortchange you, our friends, and you know. Watchers, we're gonna hook somebody up with Lawn of the Week for last week and for this week.
Boom!
Hey, and shout out to all those in the live chat again. I've seen drunk one guy was in there pretty early. He was chugging beers and grilling dead chickens, and something about his pants being out on the lawn or something like.
Oh man,
that. Really got that one. But Papa Moslow, good to see you, buddy. And Jeremy Eichhoff. I don't know if I or Eichhoff. Sorry for butchering that. Welcome. Lucky Green, LTZ, as always. Good to see you, LTZ.
Hey, buddy.
New guy, Josh LaFollette.
Follett. He's smiling.
Follett. I was trying to be more French with that name, but I guess LaFollette.
It's an Iowa boy.
Lafayette. Okay. Iowa boys in the house.
We roll deep.
I didn't notice that.
We roll real deep.
Yeah, buddy. Small town.
Yep, small town. All right, guys. Well, before we get too much into it, it's been a couple of weeks, but let's I'll grab a glass and keep off the grass.
Go Hawks.
Holy, I'm liking that shirt over there. I'm jealous.
I know, that's
kind of like a beachy sunrise lawn shirt, man.
Here's the kicker. We can give one away tonight, along with a hat and a pair of socks.
Oh, dang. Shoo, hey. Well, hello.
Who makes this amazing shirt, hat, and socks?
Forefathers.
Forefathers.
I don't have the socks.
at least you got shorts on.
Right. Yeah. They have so many cool designs now. It's not even ironically funny. They look good. I love it.
Well, I think it's sort of funny because I told him, I said, hey, man, it's been months and months ago. I was like, we need something with a zero turn.
Yep.
It looks a lot like a Ferris.
Yeah, buddy.
It does.
Lots of zero turns. I just like it because it feels summery, man. It's just like a beach sunset.
It reminds me of like the
Germany,
the A-Team back in the day. I don't know why.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
it really screams like 1983 to me, going out bass fishing on the boat, you know, when I was a little kid with dad. I feel like my dad had that shirt.
Well, that's awesome. Red and white going out where bass the white would fade over time.
Oh, man. We'll do that giveaway a little later, and we'll also do another giveaway. So we got a couple things we're going to give away tonight. So welcome back, everybody, to the chat.
Brian, shout out to Drunk Long Guy, too. We'll thank you, brother.
Let's do a wheel right now for everyone who's in now.
Oh, everybody in?
We can do another one for people who join later, in case you missed it.
Oh, hey, I like that. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the shirt.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, hey, early bird gets the worm. Let's do the shirt
and hat.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ollie, you want to do that as a package deal?
Yeah,
probably. Just be a package deal. Okay.
Hat, shirt, socks.
All right, so everybody in the chat, so you guys, early bird gets the worm. Thank you guys for showing up early. You get your chance to be entered into the wheel. And this is comes from Forefathers, and that's F-O-R-E, not four different dads, but it's Forefathers. So type Forefathers in the chat, and I'll grab your name for a chance to win that awesome shirt. Ollie has a Forefathers hat and a pair of Forefathers socks.
Make sure you go follow them. Shop Forefathers on Instagram.
Yes. I was just going to say the same thing. I mean, we've had Forefathers on the show. They've been great partners with us and giving away some merch and doing some things. They're huge in the lawn community. So definitely, if you're not already, go give them a follow and you know, buy their stuff.
Yeah. I'll say it's one of like the comfiest polos I own.
Oh, so absolutely.
Not only are the design sweet, like they're comfy as shit. So I would definitely recommend them.
They definitely put work into picking the right material and getting the good cut. You know, they were upset about the collar showing white before, and then they updated that, which is just like an aesthetic thing. So they really went above and beyond. They're good shirts. They're high quality, well made shirts.
Yeah. I wear a Forefather shirt to work at least like 2 days a week. Yeah. Love them. They're great. High quality shirts. I mean, if you play golf and you're in the golf shirt game, the golf game world, or the golf clothing world, like I got, you know, I got a golf company that I run, and you know, so I've got shirts from all the, you know, big man. I got Roback shirts and Grayson shirts and all these other ones. Do the Forefather shirts on par with every one of them. And you know, you can go pay a whole bunch of money for a Peter Millar shirt, or you can get a Forefather shirt and it is the same quality, and half the time you're looking at a better design. So
yeah,
love those guys.
Yep.
How about that for a plug for Forefathers?
Good dudes.
No, he's genuine, man.
They got room, good folks. They got room to grow too.
That boy.
Yep. All right, I'm going to find a beer. I'll be right back.
No, I'm a big beer guy.
So, what's the topic tonight, fellas? What are we talking about? I think we put up their little fungal shenanigans this evening.
Fungal infection.
Fungal infection of different sorts.
Tis the season for fungus.
Yeah, man.
I got it, bro. I caught the fungus.
What are you dealing with?
Yeah.
Treating it yet?
Little brown patch popping up. And, you know, so.
What?
I did not get on any kind of preventative thing this year. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off between house projects and doing stuff with the kids and everything else. And I didn't get anything down. So I'm on the curative route, as it were.
So what conditions do you think led to the fungus that you have?
Well, we have had an unnaturally rainy summer here in the Northeast. And it is, we have been getting thunderstorms, like consistent thunderstorms. I'm not talking about like a blow through. I'm talking like it's thunderstorming all day. Probably like on average 2 days out of the week, every week since middle of May, and super high humidity. Humidity is just sticking around. Mm. You know what it is. It's, you know, that fungus is going to set in when you have that. Those humid conditions, you're not getting good airflow because it's like, oh, it's summer. We're going to keep the grass a little bit longer. We want to retain some moisture. And then you start getting hit with these thunderstorms and a lot of moisture that sits in the grass, that sits in the soil. You don't get the good airflow. You don't get the dry heat and the sunshine to cook off all that moisture. It's going to sit there and it's just going to fester.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's been mentioned many times before, but you know, the 150 rule or the kind of guidelines of 150, if your temperature and your humidity are above 150, when you add them together, that is a recipe essentially for disease or fungus. in your conditions. So that is something to watch.
I've not heard that before.
No?
No, I haven't. That means that you're a way better lawn guy than me.
No, I'm
I think idiot. Nate has said it before because it sounds vaguely familiar. I just have no memory of it. So I'm sure you've said it on one of like episode 4 or 5, you know, two and a half years ago.
Yeah, just to recap. But yeah, so if you look at your humidity percentage and then you look at your temperature, add them together, anytime they're above 150, it's conditions are right for it. Not saying you're necessarily going to get it, but like in your case, like let's say it rains and then the next day it's, you know, hot and humid and it just sits there in that range. That's when that bacteria is going to start growing and it's going to want to start doing its thing.
Yep.
You'll notice a lot of times you go out in the morning and you might have some mushrooms in your yard or, you know, some fungi popping up of various kinds. Like Bill, you can speak on that a little bit, I believe. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Throw magic mushrooms in his lawn.
Oh man, we were walking the neighborhood and they were everywhere. Huge, big old fat ones, you know. And you know they always pop up at different times of the year. And apparently this time of year, the July is when that particular type of mushroom pops up. But my lawn was looking pretty nasty a few weeks back, and I sprayed propiconazole, the Bio Advanced like hose and sprayer bottle, and I purchased a second one for the 14-day follow up. And that would have been last weekend to put that down, and I didn't.
So wait, real quick, did you put it down? Yeah. What did you put it down for?
Well, so the lawn was multicolored. It was, you know, it had like a combo of like heat stress. I think, it wasn't getting enough water. And I think there was still some fungus going on there too, because we had a lot of humidity. So I don't think it was all heat stress. I think there was maybe some fungal component in different areas. You know, I'm colorblind. I was kind of like shooting in the dark, but I figured, hey, it wouldn't hurt. Let's put it down just in case. So I raised my deck also. Mm. Yeah. So there was one spot that actually cleared up all by itself. One little spot there, but huge patches of discoloration really. And now it looks pretty even now. I raised my height of cut and I haven't used that second application yet. If I put it down this weekend, that'll be 21 days apart. I could still put it down, I guess, but I thought, you know, if I don't need it, maybe I'll save it for next year. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should just put it down since I have it, or would it be?
You're going with the same, both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
They were talking about like, if you have a pretty severe or you know, a larger, more widespread infection, you do two applications, 14 days apart.
Yep.
And that's more of a curative app. So I just haven't done that second application yet. So I can do it, but it actually looks, the lawn looks pretty good right now. So I don't know if it's even necessary right now.
It's better to prevent than try to cure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it, not that, one thing that's, you know, you don't take in consideration, it's already enough trouble. And then if you're colorblind and seeing things, that's gotta be a whole nother battle. I mean,
yeah, it must be really bad.
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm always worried that I'm not seeing stuff that everybody else sees. I'm like, oh, my lawn looks like the shit. People are like, this guy's lawn sucks. Dude, I don't know what he's talking about. Because I know there's different color grass in there. I can tell.
So what messes would you like? The greens and?
Yeah, greens and reds.
Whoa, that's the stoplight and the go light.
You're right. I know.
Just know which one's on top and bottom.
Oh, shit. It ain't yellow, so let's just keep trucking.
It's like things aren't as vibrant as they should be, apparently. And then I can't distinguish like shades of colors very well. Like browns just look like blacks, or reds and browns look very similar, or for some reason, in certain lightings, greens and reds could be whatever, either or.
Do you ever go to get dressed and you're wearing like blue and black and your wife's like, go freaking chicken.
Yeah, yeah, brown and black a lot, you know, brown belt, black shoes, you know, or like apparently look at my shades of blue are too similar that I can't wear them together because it looks stupid. You know, you can't match too good.
Yeah. Blue man.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do need that help sometimes.
You guys watch Arrested Development back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That show's hilarious.
You blew yourself?
Oh, man.
No. You're going to have to put notes on your shirt tags.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's looking a lot better now, though. So I'm hoping
the green blades look, has a nice color. Those green blades do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Looking dark and real strong.
I did do one last application of that HydroCharge fertilizer. I gave a bag to my father-in-law to put on his yard, and I had one left, so I put that down this weekend. So maybe it'll give it a little extra boost as we go into next weekend.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. Got a couple of those little spots looking like that in my yard too.
Yeah.
Do you have
see it in that reel I did the other day? I took it down, and you know, I took it down last weekend, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior. Took it down a notch and tried to get out some of the dead stuff, and there was a lot of dead stuff, a lot of seed stalks and crap that I got out of there. And you know, then we got some rain, and but as it was started growing, I started, you know, I started seeing some fungus popping in. So
gotcha.
Hey Bill, one thing I noticed, and this is, you know, we could talk about this too, but keeping your blade sharp is a
yes, you know, I'm due for that. I want to sharpen my blades and wash my deck,
you know,
and
having the damaged blade and, you know, give an opportunity for fungus to get in. So I do see your tips look a little frayed, but mine do that occasionally too. Just I don't even know why, even if my blade's sharp as hell. But so Oli probably knows a little bit more about that.
So Zach, speak a little bit more on that for anybody that may be listening that doesn't.
Yeah, shredded tips and whatnot.
That why process. Is that? Why do we want to keep our blade sharp? What are you getting at?
Yeah, you want a clean cut, and you get a clean cut, you get a
healthy.
Don't
clean.
Get any frayed tips. You can kind of see, like, even if you just look at the picture as a whole, you know, you can kind of see like a white haze, and it's kind of like the frayed tips.
Yeah,
it tends to stress out your lawn more, then it's more prone to disease.
Bill, do you have like people, you know, that walk their dog and possibly pee in the yard?
Yeah. Yeah, there's an area where I think a dog took a dump, and it's like real nice dark green and big on the other side of my yard. So definitely creature poo.
And those are some cool shrooms, though.
Yeah, yeah, man, they were cool huge. I hadn't seen them that big before. That's not even the biggest one I found. Like the following day, there was an even bigger one. I just couldn't get a picture of it. I was driving by, but I was like, holy shit.
That's a cool one, though. That's like that's like your typical, like, kind of like when you think of a mushroom, like that's what I think of, is like a mushroom that looks like that. So
I tried to Google like which one it was, or do like a mushroom identifier, but it was like either super deadly or like totally fine, and I didn't know which was which. Those look more like a poof ball. The other one looked more like
familiar, Oli. Small stem and a big tip.
Yeah. Oh my word!
Hey,
I'm talking about him. He said they were either super deadly or not, and I was saying, just don't eat them.
You know? Right? Yeah. No. No.
Like, what are you gonna chop them up and put them in a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice homemade pasta.
Hey, no worries, man. I hate mushrooms. I don't even like them in my food. No, thank you.
So, Oli, you hit on, you know, preventative versus curative. I guess, do you want to speak on that a little bit as far as, you know, mentality or, you know, your approach and stuff like that? Like, obviously, there's two ways to approach a disease or fungus or this time of year. Kind of, you want to elaborate on
that
a little bit?
I like your idea of the preventative, that kind of a preventative blanket application. I like that idea. I might try that next year, knowing how humid we get, you know, and then once you do start irrigation, it kind of adds to that because, you know, I need that so we can not go dormant. But then if it never kind of dries, you know, a preventative might be a good idea if you kind of know that's coming for your area.
Yeah, just, you know, be ahead of it with preventative, and then that way things stay looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, like where I'm at right now, it's so goddamn dry. I don't have to worry. I mean, we're hurting for rain. Mm.
What's your humidity? Do you have, is yours pretty high or no?
I'll tell you. Let me look at the AccuWeather.
Hey, by the way, your camera has no card in camera at the top of the screen.
I know. I took that camera to the beach for family pictures, and I was lucky to get everything set up. I need to find a card and stick in there.
That's funny.
But 71% right now, and 78 degrees. So
you're damn close.
And we were 97 today, so...
Yeah. So as far as preventative, what are you applying as a preventative?
I'm due for something right now, but my first thing that I sprayed is I actually had some brown patch weeks ago, and I sprayed Pillar SC, and it actually cleaned up. I sent Zach some pictures of some of the brown patch. You can see it.
What's the active ingredient in the Pillar?
It's got two actives, and I would have to look to tell you.
Gotcha.
It's not your common, like a Zoxystrobin or Propiconazole. It's some type of Stroby, though. I was actually talking to the rep today, and that's why he was talking about the preventative. Basically, you know, you have the fungus or the disease there year round. It's there. It's just when it gets sweaty, nasty is when it blows up.
Yeah, it gets out of control. Yeah. So,
like what he was telling me today is if you do, you know, your preventative apps, you just keep, you know, the level or population of it lower, less likely to explode on you. To where if you're not doing something and it explodes, and then you got to try to pull it back.
It's like an assist, kind of get you through that hard season where they would start to really grow, kind of helps almost like a boost your immune system kind of thing.
Well, that stuff right there has actually got plant health and other stuff in it instead of just fungicide. And it that's why what I was blown away was I had some brown patch. I'd have to look at my pictures and tell you a date. But once I sprayed that Pillar SC, and it cleaned it up, and then it really jumped back healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know, back to the preventative, though, and not that I necessarily think this, but some would say putting down a preventative is killing some good, too. So not saying that's my logic, but, you know, there is that argument, you know, that there could be some cons to it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like fungicides because you're supposedly killing good bacteria, but I don't know. I've tried to not do it in the past, and then it ended up eating me up and losing turf.
I mean, if it's like a you know, it's not a treatment concentration. It's probably a lower concentration if it's preventative, or it's just one application. Like, it's not going to kill everything off and like just totally sterilize your soil. You know, that stuff will come back. It gets you through the season where you could get overgrowth of the stuff you don't want. I don't imagine it's that harmful to the biosphere or whatever. I think the fertilizer we put down, the weed preventers we put down.
I don't know if I missed this while I was gathering names, but if you guys see fungus, are you guys bagging or are you going to spread it around if you mulch it?
That's good. And that's what I was going to say about Bill earlier, because Bill has the option to bag.
Yeah.
And if you do have it, it's better to bag it and get it away.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I think I will this next mow just to be on the safe side, because it's, you know, we're making progress, looking better. I raised my height of cut. I put down a little bit of that fertilizer with a surfactant. Maybe you'll get some good growth. I think now maybe if I can take some of that top off, it'll look better, and then we'll just get it off the lawn too.
Because that's what I assumed. It was kind of like weeds, you know, if you're just mulching the weeds back into your lawn, it's just going to spread and grow. So if you got some kind of, I'm sure different types of fungus are going to spread and more than others, but
yeah, you do want to, like, if you have the ability, you want to bag it. You don't want to spread it. Also, like, if you have it, you're going to apply something and you're probably going to water it in. But then other than that, you want to keep it as dry as possible. You know, for an extended period of time. And then you can also, you know, take the approach of nitrogen. You can add some nitrogen to kind of push the growth through. And, you know, as you're cutting, you're pushing the growth through, and that can get rid of the disease as well.
It depends which disease. Some diseases, yeah, if you add nitrogen to it, it's going to blow it up even more.
Yep. Yeah. So, like, I can kind of speak on, like, what I typically – so – as gaining more knowledge, you know, really I didn't do much at all, and I would see stuff and it was like, oh, what is this? Had to research about it. I would have rust. I'd have powdery mildew. Definitely have some, you know, different brown patch, different stuff, but I really just didn't know like what to do. So as a, you know, novice, went to the store, bought, you know, Disease X and just threw it down. It typically works. You know, your Disease X is the base of azoxystrobin, and it's very good for killing most common diseases, I guess.
Yeah,
especially in the Midwest.
Yeah,
in the Midwest, your typical ones you're going to run into, it does a good job of addressing it. So the last couple of years, I have went preventative. I put it down usually three times in the kind of summer times. I go 6 weeks apart is what I've done. And the last 2 years, I haven't had any issues at all with any disease. This year, I kind of just wanted to kind of, you know, do things a little bit different just to see more from my own knowledge and just try something else. So this year I put down an app of Disease X, and then 6 weeks later I sprayed propazonicol. So that's, you're getting different group of your fungicide. And then the third application, my third 6 week, I'll go back to Disease X and, you know, basically change the group of fungicide back up. I don't know if that's a good plan. I don't know if that's the right plan, but that's what I'm going to try this year and just see kind of what it does. Like I said, I'm kind of like Brent, you know, me and Brent have talked about it a lot in the past where it's like, you know, you try things and just see if it works. I mean, literally the worst that could happen is I kill off my entire yard and I start over, you know, but I'm kind of in that.
which probably won't happen, right?
So, yeah. I mean, but I'm in that phase where it's like, you know, I don't want to do the same things year after year after year. Granted, I'm like very, very happy with my results year after year, but I don't want to get into just like, oh, this is what I do. I mean, I keep the same foundation, but I'm trying to, like, you know, try new things and, you know, maybe new products or just maybe change things up a little bit just to see, you know, because then I can say, okay, that didn't work. I'm going to come back to what I was doing, or, hey, this had better results, and I can kind of shift my plan and readjust my plan. So I don't know. I mean, that's, like I said, that's my plan this year. You know, I sprayed the propazonicol at 1 ounce per 1 gallon per 1K. I did it as like a preventative rate.
So do you have a concentrate of it then? Like, yeah, you put it in a backpack sprayer?
Yeah, I sent Zach a picture, or I put it in our chat. I don't know if you guys got it or not, but yeah, I bought the same bottle that Brent, he posted a reel earlier.
Okay. Today. Yeah. I saw Brent's reel. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Right there. So
there you go. Yeah.
So yeah, bought that bottle and, you know, sprayed it down and watered it in.
That makes sense especially if you do kind of an annual thing. And I think I like the idea of rotating. I think similar with like antibiotics for people, you know, if you don't want to get the same thing over and over again. In this case, they're both going to kill different sort of fungus, but they work slightly different. So if one's somewhat resistant, the other one hopefully will get it. That makes sense, especially if you're going to be doing it every year as a preventative rather than just like a one-off treatment dose. And then you don't do anything again for, you know, until you see it again somewhere else, possibly.
Yeah. And I mean, both of those, right? The azoxystrobin and the propiconazole, I mean, they're still going to attack the same, like you said earlier, right? Like the main, the main funguses that you're talking about, right? Like,
yeah. If you
look up patches like, and the red thread, I mean, like they're going to attack, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, my understanding is that they're still going to attack a lot of those main funguses that you're talking about dealing with in, you know, turf grasses and home lawns. I mean, you might get something crazy that you've never seen before on an off chance, but, you know, pretty much everything that I've ever dealt with in my yard's been brown patch. And 1 year, it was like right after we came back from GIE a couple years ago, I came back and I had red thread and I'd never seen that in my yard before. It was like totally one off thing. But
it's one thing I've never seen.
Somebody asked me about Pythium blight, and I was looking up, you know, trying to like Google like what would you use for that, and that one seems to be a little bit more resistant than the normal ones you typically see, like the ones that you would get from home, you know, like the propiconazole, the azoxy, whatever. Those I don't think work for that, and the ones that do work for it seem to be really expensive.
Subdue Max.
Yeah, it's that one, I don't know if Zach, if you have any pictures of it, but that's like a, almost looks like a slimy kind of, like almost like a spider web type of, like a slimy spider web kind of almost like snot, like in the lawn and everything. But there's times where I'll go out in the morning to like turn on my sprinklers or whatever, when I see cobwebs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I first right away, I think it's that Pythium blight. And I'm like, gosh, dang, you know, then you get under there, you're like, okay, it's not, you know, but yeah, I'll kind of freak out for a half second. But
now if you guys are spraying stuff for your fungus, is it in the same sprayer that you've put weed killer in, or the same sprayer that you put fertilizer in, or are you getting even a third sprayer now to put stuff down for fungus?
That's a good question.
Same sprayer.
I have
same sprayer as what?
Same as what you name fertilizer. I just have
you just wash it out.
Dedicated. Really I got a dedicated glyphosate sprayer, and then dedicated, you know, like 2,4-D, three-way, you know, whatever you're after type backpack.
But it's not the same stuff you put your fertilizer in, right?
Yeah. You can actually mix them as you apply and whatnot.
Okay.
So you could apply like a fungicide, an insecticide, and fertilizer if you wanted to, like all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I thought about designating one for fertilizers and humix and all that kind of stuff, and then another one for, you know, pesticides, insecticides, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I just haven't actually done that yet. I actually don't have all that much experience with this stuff. So, you know, thankfully, I haven't had to use it too much, but also then I'm not really an expert on this kind of stuff. And I have a lot to learn when more fungus comes, and maybe I'll have to, you know, do something like that, like designate one for the other.
Well, yeah. Apparently Utah's the easiest place to grow grass because we don't have any fungus. It's like a drunk one guy. I'm in California right now, but I guess it just rained over there and it's like 20% humidity. So we don't have to deal with
the humidity. To your question, Brian, I have like a 1 gallon pump up sprayer that I only use that for any like weed killer or anything like that. That's the only thing I put in there. And then I have a couple backpack sprayers that I use, and I'll rotate those through with whether it be fertilizer or molasses or fungicide or whatever it may be. And I'd like to say when I'm done, I just fill them up with water and, you know, just spray it out and try and
flush. Yeah. I mean, if you triple rinse everything, theoretically that should get rid of the vast majority. You should be okay.
But you also got to realize
triple rinse is a pain in the ass though.
But you got to realize you just sprayed whatever was in your yard. So if there's a tiny bit left over, like,
yeah, you just spray again. Yeah.
It's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll keep the fungus from going that area too, you know?
Yeah.
But that's where you keep like your glyphosate or any of your like killers. You keep that completely isolated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I do. But
yeah, same.
Good. Well, how about we do this quick
spin? Let's see that forefathers results.
So for those, it looks like a few people have joined us since then. So for those that were unable to jump in early, we did a quick early bird gets the worm.
Early bird gets the shirt.
Gets the shirt.
And the socks and the hat.
Let's see, where's that? Okay. All right, so for those people, we got 21 people that entered their names in for that cool-looking Shop Forefathers shirt that Oli is wearing, plus the Forefathers hat and Forefathers socks, but you need to follow them at Shop Forefathers on Instagram. So we got 21 names, so let me shuffle it 3 times.
And listen, if you missed the first one, if you missed this early bird forefathers giveaway, don't worry. We got something coming up. Just stick around. We got something else for you.
Yep. We'll have another giveaway in a second.
But
here we go. Good luck. And I'm
that teaches you to get here at the beginning of the show to hear that sweet ass music and make sure you don't miss the beginning of the giveaway.
All right, here we go. That's good luck.
I just realized my freaking mic is on mute.
Ooh.
New music.
Tunes.
Too many copyright claims from the other one.
Damn, Brian.
Iowa boys.
Oh, robbed.
Those are both Iowa boys. They're from the same town.
La Follette.
Hey, message me on Instagram, please.
Nice. Congrats, Josh.
Reach out to Oli. Hopefully you know his Instagram.
No, if you don't, it's his name.
It's true.
But congrats. I'm a little jealous. I want to get one of those shirts too, so I might have to get on their website soon.
Nice. Okay, so should we start the wheel now for the next one, Brian? That way we have it for the end of the show.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Because here in 5 minutes, we got something special. So better get it going now.
Might as well get the names going.
Yeah, so we're going to do a second giveaway tonight. Our friends at Simple On Solutions are awesome to us, and they support us in what we do. And we're going to give away a 1 gallon container of Soil Hume. which is your humic and some seaweed. So if you would like to be in the drawing for that, type in the chat, Simple Lawn Solutions. No cheating, no SLS. You got to type the full thing out.
Put some effort into it.
Put some work into it.
So it is jugs. It is the That's one right. gallon jug.
Bert in the Dirt said jugs. That's right.
You must capitalize.
No sprayers. Get a whole jug.
But thank you very much, Simple Lawn Solutions, for your support.
Hey, they're going to be a GIE too.
The bearded lawn guy, I think, knows what we're going to say because he's like the first one to type in every single time. He's like, has it ready, and then he enters. You know. But yeah, there is a let's talk about that for a second. Their after party GIE thing.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know. They whatever they posted down there. That sounds cool. I think the last time we spoke with them, they weren't even sure if they were going, and now they're hosting some kind of an after party one of the nights. Top Golf.
So,
that'd be pretty sweet.
So
all the more reason for all of us to go. Nate,
Brian, man, I was.
I can't go to that. You don't want to smoke. You know.
I mean, you're gonna miss out on Top Golf.
All this
golf talk. I own my golf company, and you can't even come to Top Golf.
You don't want to be embarrassed.
I would be embarrassed.
I suck at golf. I just really like it.
I actually went and played 9 on Sunday for the first time all year, and it was 90 some degrees, and it was hot, but it was just fun to get out and lose a few golf balls in the weeds and in the water and all that good stuff. But it was fun. Yeah, just played 9, just a quick 9 course that's like that my house backs up to. Just played 9 there real quick. So with one of my buddies, it was a fun time. Cool. Yeah. Good to get out. I haven't got out all year, so it was good to get out.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
You just walk over there and just start golfing?
No. I wish. I probably could, but.
Just walk up the hill?
No, it's like 2 blocks to drive over to the clubhouse. But
that's nice having something close like that.
Yeah. I need to get my own golf cart, then I could.
Oh, that's just a great idea.
I know. I need to get that Stripe Life LLC, then I can just write it off as
there you go.
You know.
Yeah. Just brand it. Just put a big decal on the side.
I know. Get a green one. Lift that baby up. Put a big old Stripe Life logo on it.
It just got to be branded. Make some Instagram posts. It's a write-off.
Yep. And you know, I could put a bag of fertilizer on it to carry it somewhere and say, hey, it's my work truck.
Yep.
But
when you're helping out one of your neighbors, when you're consulting down the street, one of your neighbors, throw a bag of Pro-Pete on the back and
boom.
Boom. Right off.
I've been thinking about it. Don't think I haven't.
Who do you write it off to? The write off people.
Yeah. It's free. The government just gives you money.
Well, they do. That's part of the problem we're in right now.
Yeah.
Well, you said you had some fungus, right? You had a little bit of brown patch. Do you, I don't remember. Did you say that you do a preventative app like Nate does earlier in the season, or what do you do for your lawn?
Ideally, yes, sir. But whenever that popped up, I hadn't done anything. So the Pillar SC, like I said, cleaned it up. Now, since then, I've been trying to stay about every 25 or 28 days spraying something preventative.
Okay.
But right now, I'm due for something, but the turf is so dry and we haven't had any rain that I don't want to put any traffic or anything.
Yeah.
I hadn't even mowed. It's so dang dry since about 2 weeks ago.
I guess if you're that dry, what's the point of doing it anyway? I mean, there's really no probably risk of fungus. That's where it's necessary. You just wait until things get ripe again.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's just so dry. I don't see where anything's going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's so dry that any type of, you know, even if you're to walk on the turf as dry as it is, you can damage the plant. And then when you do get rain, you'll see the footsteps, like where you're going to break the plant all to pieces.
Dang.
So I don't want mower traffic or sprayer traffic or anything. And I'm ready to ride my new sprayer, but I'm just going to have to hang tight.
I was going to say,
no wonder. I know. Tell us a little bit about that thing, man. Shoot.
No wonder you're out there buying sprayers from Z Turf with your, if you haven't mowed in 2 weeks, you're going through withdrawal. You're going to have something to do. That thing looks badass, though.
Yeah, it does.
Tell us about that a little bit. Give us a little.
That thing's absolutely badass. I mean, it's wicked. It's wicked looking. So, it's just. Right now it's in stock form, which is low volume. And the game plan is to first thing I'm going to do is put on a foam marker to where I can tell where I've been and not overlap and not miss. I've been wanting a foam marker for years. So foam marker will be the first upgrade. Mm. And then the next upgrade will be going to a second pump to where I can run high volume. Then that way weed control can be low volume. PGRs can be like a gallon to the thousand. And then whenever you get into certain herbicides or chemicals that need high volume, I'll have the extra water to put those down. So I'll be able to go from low to high, just depending on what I'm applying.
Yeah.
That's cool to have that flexibility like that.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's dope.
So and no then, more truck bed, pulling that thing along, walking that thing.
No, I don't think so. I'm on the fence about getting rid of that. I'm on the fence.
How wide was that relative to what you have, what you got now? Is it the same?
Do they cover it's a lot wider. It's 52 inches wide, where the permagreen is, you know, it'll get through gates. So maybe it's 36. I've never measured permagreen, but I know I moved to permagreen today and it just felt weird after playing with the other one all day yesterday. It really felt different, and it takes a good bit of room up in the garage too. It's a big boy, but it's
you better watch yourself, son. You're gonna have to build a pole barn out there for all your turf toys.
I need room now. Shop.
I know you do. You're gonna get tired of hauling all that stuff back and forth from your shop. You're gonna have to just build a new outhouse, new building out on your property, man.
I need a man cave anyway, so that wouldn't.
There you go. Deal. See,
just have to keep the permagreen at the shop and keep the new one at the house.
There you go.
Well, the permagreen's probably going to be for sale.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Deliver that thing to GIE.
And you got to meet one of our Instagram friends throughout that process too, right?
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah, when you were. I saw on your stories
who was hanging out
with you.
Greg Nelson.
Yeah, Greg.
Gary Nelson.
Gary.
He was in Charlotte. He's doing some training. So he hit me up and I told him, I said, well, man, ride down. So whenever he got down here,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool.
Right. That's cool. He's probably got a machine like that too. He's got a big ass yard.
Yeah. He's got a permagreen. Yeah.
He's got a permagreen. Okay.
I think it's always sweet to like meet someone, that like you talk to them or whatever. Like I remember like Brent, like when I got out of the Uber, you're like sitting there literally like we'd never met in real life and like walked up. It was just like, we're buddies,
Yeah.
It's like super cool. Like he's talked to someone for a year or so. You just walk up and it's like, hey, what's going on?
I've been talking to him for like 3 years on Instagram, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a sweet yard too.
Mm-hmm. Finally get to meet your internet friends in real life. Oh my God.
The ones your wife talks shit about.
Do I hear some music? That sounds like the lawn of the week.
Oh.
KOTG's Lawn of the Week. If you're not familiar with Lawn of the Week, hashtag us. Hashtag KOTG Lawn of the Week in a post or a reel so that we can see it. Don't put it in a story. And then we kind of comb through that hashtag every week and we look for the baddest lawn on Instagram that week. So since we were absent last week, we're going to make it up to you guys. We're going to do two Lawn of the Weeks this week. So we have Lawn of the Week from last week, which we had already decided on and did not get to announce. And we're going to do a Lawn of the Week for this week.
Ayo, double Lawn of the Week. I like it.
And if you win Keep Off the Grass Lawn of the Week, our friends at Pro-P Fertilizer will supply you with a bag of Pro-P Fertilizer or their newer product, fossil, which is a soil amendment. And you can choose your MPK from any of the formulations that ProPete sells through HomeDepot.com. So you can just choose your MPK, shoot it off to us. We'll pass that on to ProPete, and they will get it out to you pretty quickly.
Yeah, I saw a whole flood of them this week.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, he was shocked. Yeah,
hey, I finally caught up, so it's all on me. I think we were behind like 10 winners. So I finally got all that information from ProPete, and they like same day got it out to you guys. Social media. It's not their fault. It's all my fault, and I'm trying to keep up on it a little bit better, a little sooner for them.
And listen, please, anybody, if we get behind on any of those things, sending out giveaway stuff or Lawn of the Week fertilizer, any of those types of things, just please be patient with us. Just, you know, obviously this is something that we do, you know, on our own free time. So just be patient. We'll get to it. If we don't get to it right away, we will get to it. So
we're like the teachers that take 2 weeks to grade your essays. And you're like just dying the whole time.
Yeah.
Why does it take so damn long? I'm busy. I got kids and a dog. Come on. I'm a real person over here. Yeah.
Right.
Full-time jobs.
All right. So last week, we didn't have a show, but we did pick a winner.
And just so you guys know, we don't have the pictures pulled up. I can't remember the login to my Instagram either right now to even get to their page. So
is that why you're not posting?
Yeah, right. No, I mean like on the computer stuff. So you'll have to write down their names and then go check them out, because I can't pull up any pictures for it right now.
I see Billy Ray asked Instagram only. Yeah, only Instagram. You know, again, because we're kind of doing this on our free time, Instagram's kind of like the main platform for all of us. That's where we spend the most time. You know, we have TikToks. All of us have a TikTok, but I know for myself, I rarely post on TikTok, and I'm rarely on TikTok.
Passive app. You just kind of watch
it. In our group chats and Instagram, so we usually just send each other the posts and stuff, and we debate on them and talk about them. So it's just been the easiest.
Yeah.
So take the plunge, man. Make your account public. Post some lawn pictures. Use the hashtag KOTG Lawn of the Week. Enter in the contest. Win some damn fertilizer.
Or hell, Billy Ray, join the club and make yourself a dedicated lawn Instagram. There you go. All of us did.
There you go. There you go.
And our wives got tired of seeing lawn pictures.
Dive right in, man. Forget dipping the toes. Just
start a lawn Instagram. And that way you can just keep it green all day long. And make it public. Tag us. Make some new friends.
And if you're like me, I follow the hashtag KOTG Lawn of the Week. I can just type that in and check out all those beautiful lawns
whenever I want.
So, yep, whenever I want.
All right, Bill. So who was our last week's winner?
So last week during our Phantom episode, our winner for KOTG Lawn of the Week, Stephen Lewis.
Hey-o. His Instagram is actually Stephen Lewis and then the number 4 after that. So go check it out. You'll know why we picked him, because it's pretty obvious.
It is.
He's going to get like 30 followers tonight.
He's not a ubiquitous poster, but when he posts pictures of his lawn, it always looks really good. So he actually won last year. He won our lawn contest, our Memorial Day second annual stripe contest. So he's not new to the lawn game for sure. He's been doing it for a minute. Looking good.
Mm-hmm. Go give him a follow. You won't be disappointed. Some good lawn pictures on there.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
All right. And this week?
This week is somebody new to me, fairly new to me. The Real Yard Daddy is our KOTG Lawn of the Week winner.
He is.
This week. And again, we don't have pictures, but he's looking really good too.
So go check that one out.
Congratulations, you guys. Mm-hmm. Looking good. We're a little bit low tech tonight, but give him a follow and you'll see their lawn.
My Instagram. So here, just a second.
Oh, we might be able to pull it
out. I realized I had the caps lock on. That's why everything, the password doesn't work when you use caps lock.
Uh-oh.
So
Brian's a trooper, man. He's like always on the road during the show and he sets it up. And
oh, Brian found him. There you go.
Hey, yeah, man. So here's Stephon Lewis's from last week.
Look at that thing.
Looking good.
See?
Mm-hmm.
fellas, if you
that Boulevard, think, that Devil Strip,
and if you think curvy stripes are going to win, they're not. So all these winners, they know what it takes with straight stripes. So just keep them straight, okay?
Keep them straight.
Must be my unconscious bias. You know, I just can't help but appreciate straight stripes.
All right, let me get
let's see the real yard daddy.
Mm-hmm. And this week's winner,
his lawn was looking vibrant.
So our AI post from Nightbot just said that we're on Twitter.
Ooh.
You guys hear this news that Twitter's not Twitter anymore?
I heard about that.
What is it?
It's strange. I don't understand.
Did Elon Musk change it? Still says
he
Twitter.
Did. Yeah, he ripped down the Twitter logos on the headquarters, and it's just called X now.
He's going to Metaify it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That lawn.
Same type
laser of beams.
Yeah, look at that. That's got to be a tractor or a zero turn. What's he mowing with there? That looks too good.
Yeah, you get your wheel marks there. For
yeah.
You. It's a rider. It's got to be a rider of some sort. Mm-hmm. Creep is
looking good, man.
See if you can see what he uses.
Yeah. Creep his profile a bit.
Creep his fruit page.
Yeah.
Well, he did use this. Look like that was like the RB60.
A little pallet. Is that a pallet?
All right. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, he's got a little pallet.
Man, that's
the way to do it.
That's like DIY, Iowa ingenuity right there. That's right. Style.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Ooh.
Putting down some topsoil, some seed.
It's a fresh renovation. Maybe he's going to real mow that sucker right there.
I wonder if this was his last, like, is this him now or is it him last fall?
That shirt. That's a solid looking shirt. Oh, yeah, a little John Deere.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. John Deere.
All right.
Speaking of John Deere, boys, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. I don't know. I got some potentials happening.
Here, it's big in Iowa. John Deere's pretty big in Iowa.
You've been emailing John, have you?
No. Nope.
But also, speaking of John Deere, we actually have a guest coming on next week.
Yes, we do.
Is that correct? That's confirmed. August 1st.
Yes.
All right. So, for those guys in the chat, since you know we're talking about fungus and put down this, put down that, and this, that, and the other, we've actually had a request from this company to come back on our show, and they've got some goodies. They're actually going to announce a new product on our show.
Ooh.
Yes.
And along with some other information, stuff like that. So we feel honored that they're using our show and platform as a launch for that product. The company is Spiker Spreaders.
Ayo.
Big Spiker fan. Sure. And you know what? Yeah, you know what I think is cool, guys, is that's actually the third. This will be the third product launch. This will be the third time we've had a company on launch day for a product.
Mm-hmm.
How dope is that?
So who else do we have? We had Aaron's, right? They did their new razor mower. Okay. Spiker's doing something crazy. Who else was it?
Toro, the E-Time Master.
Oh, okay. Toro. Oh yeah, that's right. There you go. Yep. Shoot. Yeah, man.
Yep. So all of those products dropped on the day or day before.
That's cool.
The day before the show. So, I mean, like, you know, there have been a couple companies that have, you know, graced us with the product drop or the new product announcement or rollout, whatever you want to call it.
Dang, this matches my shirt.
Very cool.
You know, it's really cool is if you go to GIE and you win a Spiker Spreader, that is cool.
That is really cool.
I feel like that happened for somebody.
You going this year? You going this
first year? GIE?
You going this year?
Well,
he was looking at flights. You know. Bottom rates, man. I think
yes or no question,
man.
You actually think that I'm not going to go?
I don't know. It's pretty iffy.
There's a lot of people that are looking forward to crushing Bush Lights. Okay, I cannot disappoint.
Give me three names right now.
You.
You, Zach, Bill. Hell yeah, right. Who else? You know?
That's all that matters.
Hey, and he hasn't spent the last 6 months practicing tickling balls, full balls.
Oh my god!
If he wasn't going to go, so he's got to be there.
No, you know, sounds like Nate's in. Then
you know I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll see. Like I said, I asked for it off. I got the time off, but it does depend on work. But I was looking at flights today, and man, that price was actually. I sent to my wife, and she's like, "Just book it, just buy them."
Yeah,
I'm like, all right.
That's a smart lady, man.
Is that going into Louisville?
Yeah, it's a round trip. That was a round trip. Nice. From Des Moines to Louisville. Dude. Des Moines to Louisville. Wow.
No, yeah, that's a good price. That's
good one price. Stop.
One stop.
Des Moines to bad, Dallas, man. Dallas to Louisville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But.
It's not bad either, though.
And the timing was right, too. Like, leave at noon, get there at, like, 7:30. Like, it's not – I mean, it's better than, like, flying out at, like, 6 a.m., you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
It's a longish day, but the United Lounge in Dallas is top-notch, so.
And you'll be pumped to see us when you fly in, too. Boom. Flying at 7:30, the night's just beginning, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be so cool if you guys were at the airport with like signs. That'd be awesome.
Welcome to America.
Welcome back from prison, brother.
Yep. I was gonna say, I'll hold up the like, glad you're finally free, Nate.
Welcome back from rehab.
Welcome home from the feds.
Kirby stripes rule.
Kirby stripes.
This is the true 3 inches.
I'll bring my tape measure, Ollie. Oh,
man. yeah. All right. Hey, you guys want to spin for that?
3 inches off of it.
We're gonna spin for that jug.
Yeah,
dude.
Coming up on time. We should spin it. Wrap that up.
Spins for jugs.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get some of my Iowa boys to go with me.
All right. So if what was it, John that won the shirt? If he wins this, because he Josh. Put his name in, or Josh.
Josh, yeah.
He puts his name in this.
If he wins both, if he wins both, he's automatically has to come on the show next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that, leave him in there. It's fair game.
No, I was going to leave him in there. So,
okay.
If somehow he wins, though, it's required mandatory that he has to come on the show next week as a guest.
Yeah, yeah. See, his name's right there. So he's okay. In. Boom. All right, shuffle 3 times. I left the music the same. I didn't want to go looking for new music, so. But here we go. Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's coming around to his name. That's not going to get there.
Go. I like that one.
Hey.
I like that one.
Beard Longa. That's what I was just saying. He like already knows what we're gonna say, so he has it already typed in.
Yeah.
First one. Congrats.
So is he coming on the show?
No. He gets the one jug of soil hume. So if you want to message the KOTG group, we will get that out to you.
Actually, yeah, message me.
Or message Nate.
Message me your address, and I'll forward that on, and we'll get that sent out to you.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have some of that, and then I got the Seahume, too, and they're both a little bit different. But
see, I like putting that stuff down during the summer and summer stress. And
oh, hell yeah.
I mean, that's like one of my favorite products to use this time of the year. So
I need to put some of that down. It's a good idea.
Definitely one of my favorite products to use for the for weekend the summertime. Yep, it's a good one.
Yes, sir.
Well, good timing then. Shoot.
If you haven't tried it, definitely try it. See what you think.
One thing, I know we're kind of at the end of the show, but I want to talk on fungus, and I want to see if anyone else deals with this or thinks about this. So, in my lawn on the north side of my house, I don't get very much sun, and that's where I see most of my issues. Because I don't get the dry out from, you know, the sun and everything. So like the powdery mildew, that's if I'm going to get it, I get it there. The rust, if I'm going to get it, that's I always get it there. Does anyone else see that or experience that on a certain area that maybe doesn't see very much sunlight to dry it out?
Yeah, I get rust on well, it's not really a shaded area, but it's shaded more than the rest. It's on my side yard, but then it like creeps in to my front a little bit every year. It's actually around in August.
Yeah.
Seeing it.
I get rust in August. If I'm going to get it, I get it in August. Yep.
And so that's what I'll just start thinking about soon is I should get something down. I don't prevent, but I should get something down to prevent it. Cause it normally creeps, but like it's my side yard, then it creeps around in the back. It doesn't like get the whole yard, but yeah, it's definitely worth shady.
So what does it kind of look like? Does it blend in? Does it mix in with your grass, or is it very like defined kind of edges around like where it's forming, or
rust?
Orange.
Yeah.
Orange. It's like an orange dust.
Hmm.
Like even if you walk through it, your shoes will be like,
okay.
Copper, looks like holy copper. Shirt. Yeah. Like a copper color. Huh.
I guess I must not have ever seen that before. So
yeah, right. It just sits on the, and you can literally just like wipe it off. But yeah. if you
get him, Gary.
Oh man, he's coming for you, kid.
I got it.
He said if you have curved stripes, you would not get enough disease, Nate.
I've never seen him once mow curvy ass stripes.
So. he's got circles right now.
Circles are different.
Well, he knows he might know that straight stripes look good for Instagram, but
yeah,
you know,
you just don't like curvy
stripes or yeah, turf. No,
I mean, you can do that. I like bullseyes. I like the bullseyes. If I had a tree in the middle of my yard, I would definitely do some bullseye circles around those suckers.
Hold up, you do something non-straight?
If I had like a big ass yard with a tree right in the middle of it, yeah, I'd do a big old bullseye. I'm not going to do bullseyes around those 55 trees on my hill, though. That's for damn sure.
I'd like to see it.
No, never.
Would you ever put a tree in your front yard, though, Nate? I don't think you would. I think that would mess up your stripes. Yeah.
Why not do bullseyes all the way around right now?
You know, it took me 3 years just to convince my wife that play set, that swing set we had in the backyard was a safety hazard so we could get rid of it.
I know. It looks way better without it.
Really?
An OSHA violation. We can't have that back.
For the family.
I told you, when I weed whacked around that thing, I spent at least like 35 seconds just letting the trimmer hit the legs of that thing, hoping they would whittle it down. Like, so they're
chewing like, away every
yeah, like toothpicks. So then I was like, oh shit, this thing's gonna fall down. Look at the legs. You
know? Hey, look, it's rotting away.
Look, it's 6 foot up there too. I don't know how I got there.
I mean, I was swinging on that thing just so I could scrape out all those bolts as much as I could, you know. And the kids get on it, you know, it's like, oh dad, this didn't. All the bolts are loose. Oh, I wonder why. I'm out there loosening them up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Meanwhile, awesome. The grass around my pool looks like the the rough at a golf course because I can't get my – I can't trim close enough to it because I don't want to, like, put a hole in the pool.
Yeah. Sure. With the little wisps coming up out of it. Yeah.
I will say, like, now that we got rid of it and the backyard is just, like, open – we actually use the backyard a way more. Like we're out there throwing the football around. We'll play baseball. Me and my son are always out there like playing wiffle ball and just hitting. So mm-hmm. I think my wife's kind of like, okay, but now
it's
kids
nice
are like,
having that unobstructed space for sure. That's awesome. That's
but now they're like, dad, can we get a trampoline? And I'm like,
please no.
They keep bringing that up all the time. I'm like, I don't think so.
You can get
they'll tell you can move it easily and then you can still mow around it and move it. But no, pain in the ass.
I mean, no.
You got to strap them down. Otherwise, they'll fly away in like the wind.
Yeah, man. Just play up the safety thing.
Yeah, out there.
Broken arms and ankles and stuff. No, babe, it's just not safe.
Yeah, in Iowa, absolutely. I'm sure you need to bolt that sucker down.
Or dig a hole in ratchet here in Utah. Straps. We dig holes and put them down.
Yeah, actually, that is badass.
Flat with the grass. Mm,
that is pretty cool.
Yeah, my cousins in Kentucky had that when I was like growing up. They had their trampoline like dug down. So it was just like flat with the lawn. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was felt cooler. Off.
Like, I had a trampoline too, but like theirs felt cooler because you could just like walk right onto it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Speed run across it.
Yeah. If I did one, that's the way I'd have to do it. Even though you just have a ginormous hole in your yard.
Who had who? Is it Jimmy Lewis has his trampoline?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Knew one of the YouTube guys had his trampoline sunk down.
I think Fescue Looks Operator has one too. He's got something in the back of his backyard. I believe it's a sunken in one too. If I'm not mistaken.
I mean, it's definitely badass.
Yeah.
It's a big investment in time and energy to dig a trampoline size hole, but pretty cool.
Yeah. It's neat that it's not such a giant eyesore for sure. It just blends in with the background, which is nice.
Yeah. But they like none of them, they're sunk in though. None of them had like the safety net. So like you're jumping on it and you like fly off and you're landing on like just dirt.
Gravel, the grass, dirt.
Yeah, but you're only falling twice as far.
That's true.
Yeah. Right.
Or half as far, I should say. Half as far as if you would if it was elevated.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Half.
All right, guys. Fellas. Well, great chat tonight. It's good to be back. Good to have a topic. Mm-hmm. Got the fungus among us, and hopefully everybody learned something. If not, try something. And next week, Spiker Spreaders, come listen to the announcement. We appreciate all you guys, loyal people, coming and hanging out with us every week.
Yes, sir.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight and joining us and hanging out and letting us BS for a little bit.
Yep. Good to be back. Good night, everybody.
Well, we'll see you next week. Later.
Try that in a small town.
Yep. That's one of the towns that was.